we just wanted to spend more time together as a family over the winter months, and we thought this would be a good opportunity to do that.
To slow down a bit here.
To slow down our pace as a family, yes, so okay. That we could spend more time together.
Okay. Subway has been open 2 years as of Thursday this week.
Correct.
And it was our first fast food franchise in Dillingham that I'm aware of.
Me too.
Has it been successful so far?
It has been successful. It has superseded my expectations. The first few months, first 5 months, were beyond our expectations. But even after business tapered and found a happy medium, it has still continued to do very well. During this 2 years, as of Thursday, we've made 91,000 subs. And if you were to take all those subs, put them end to end, it was just over 13 miles of food. So it's a lot of food in 2 years to feed a town of only 2,500 people.
I don't want to know how many cookies we've eaten.
I actually can tell you that.
Oh, boy.
We'll move on.
Yeah. What about the most popular sub? Do you have any idea what that's been?
Absolutely. By far, it's the steak and cheese.
Oh, really?
Steak and cheese by just over 5,000 of them.
How many of us double the meat?
Deluxe actually was like 1,600 deluxes.
What have you learned as a business owner? You're not new to small business. What have you learned as a franchise owner?
As a franchise owner, I have learned that the franchise is really there to help small business owners like myself. It has been much easier to do work with a franchise than just start your own business because they have been jumping the hurdles and potholes for the last 30 some odd years, and they've really done a great job in helping little franchisees like myself become much more successful.
All
so
right.
I recommend the franchise, like Subway.
We hate to see it close because I know a lot of folks appreciate the option, and I also know that you've had a chance to train a lot of good employees with those corporate mandated requirements, and it looks like it's been a good job for a lot of people so far. But you do plan to open again in the spring.
Yes, actually somewhere right around May. And we have had, I think, the best employees in Dillingham. I've been very thankful for them. We could not have run this business without those employees, and we look forward to getting all of them or some of them back.
Okay, and last question is, you also announced that you want to find a buyer and sell the business.
Yes. It's been a good experience. My intention was never to own Subway. I was just tired of our lack of options, places to eat. So I called Subway up one day and said, hey, you need to come to Dillingham. It was a selfish reason. And they said, no, but you can open it for us. And I said, no. And they called me back and said, no, you really need to open a Subway there. So my intention was just to have a restaurant to go eat at. I never intended to own it, but I'm glad I did. It's been a very good experience for us, and it's been a very good thing for this town. So we did put it up for sale. And I hope someone buys it and carries on the great franchise. And I guarantee you I'll be their number one customer.
All right. Andrew Burkowski, thanks so much. We look forward to seeing it back open. Sorry to hear that it will be closing, but I'm sure you have exciting stories to tell about running a small business in town when all is said and done.
It's been a good experience.
Thanks so much.
Yep.